we don't really get to experience what excitement, joy, and bliss truly can expand up into if we haven't experienced its exact opposite. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And I want you just to take a moment to just be proud of yourself for real. I don't want you to just be a passive listener right now and be like, blah, 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 whatever she's saying, I'm not going to do it. If you really take a second here to get proud of the things that you've done, think of a moment last year where you did something scary, where you showed up when you didn't want to, and you had a benefit from it. I need you to start collecting evidence, whether it's from your life or someone else's, who maybe was down and out, who had a traumatic childhood, who had something that could have held them back. This could be you, who ended up making something of their life or doing things that are challenging or just freaking surviving or getting out of a tough situation. We have to get really grateful for these moments. And right now, I just want to say welcome to 2020 for real. Welcome to this new, freaking, amazing, epic opportunity where you get to create a year that is different from the last. You get to make choices in the direction that you want to go. And if you believe anything else, we need to start working on the mindset piece above anything. Because we live, truly, I need this to land with you guys. We live in a time where this might be the peak. Not saying it is, but you need to treat it like it is. We have so much freedom, especially in the United States, if that's where you're listening from. So much opportunity, especially if you are a woman. This is truly our time to create and rise up and put things out in the world in such a massive way. So I need you to really take a minute to not only be proud of yourself, but to collect evidence of why this year is going to be the best year that you've had yet. And I do this every single year. And I decide this year is somehow going to be better than the last. Even if it is harder than the last year that I had, it's going to be better because I'm learning lessons that are going to propel me forward. Maybe for this year, if not for this year, for next year, or for 3 years from now. Because I can tell you that I had a couple of rough years a little bit ago, not that long ago. And without them, I would not be in such a beautiful place this year. Do I know if this is going to last? Not sure. Am I going to have another rough year? Not sure. But do you know what I do now? I am going to have a far better year. And I'm going to have an incredible year than the year before because I'm going to choose to make it that way. I'm going to choose to see everything as a beautiful lesson. And I'm going to make choices that honor my highest self. I'm going to make choices that don't betray myself as much as possible, right? This is a daily thing. You guys, I literally this morning woke up and was like, oh my gosh, I have to cancel something because I said yes out of fear that I wouldn't be liked. And that isn't a good place. And instead I was resenting going and decided, you know what? That was a little bit of self-betrayal right there. It does not feel good. I don't feel good doing this. So I'm going to make a choice, not from scarcity and fear that I won't be loved, but I'm going to make a choice that honors me and my dreams and making sure that I do it in a really loving way. So those are examples of making really honoring choices this year. And right now, I want to talk to people who know that they need to get their dream out in the world and who know that they have not been playing at the rate in which they want to be playing, and all of the people who know it's go time. For those of you who are in the beginning, very beginning of your journey, or this is not landing yet, or you are feeling like you might need to take a year where you might need to slow down a little bit and remove things from your plate, the next message is not necessarily for you unless you can somehow convert it into making sure that you're fierce about creating room and space in your schedule. Look, I get it. Last year, I needed to get out of some masculine energy and slow down. And I definitely slowed down while some things sped up. But this year, it's go time for me. And I really think that I can do both this year. While it doesn't mean that I'm not going to have a many crazy moments where I am busting my ass, but also I'm going to build in times and days where I can rest. And you know what the difference is of truly resting and taking those days and feeling stressed out all year? And I can tell you the difference because I lived it. Last year I made more time, but I didn't mentally take the time off when I was actually off. So even though I was off on, you know, maybe some weekends here and there, I still didn't learn how to compartmentalize. So my brain was busy during the times that I was off. So I never truly felt off. And now when I'm off, I'm going to choose to be off. I'm starting to get better and better at it. Sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't. But you know, in those evenings that you can go for a walk, at the gym, when you have those moments in the car, when you get to do your meditation in the morning, these are the times that our brains, we have to train them to turn off. We have to train them to truly take that time. So that's one thing I want you to start noticing. When are you busy in your head and actually not busy within that moment? Because those are the moments that you really can be letting go. Stop thinking. It doesn't help to think or worry about the future if you can't actually do something about it right now. I am preaching to me right now. But now I want to shift a little bit and I want to talk to you who has something so deep in your soul, so deep in your guts that it is burning and it has to come out because it's actually starting to burn you up inside. It's starting to eat you alive. It's starting to affect your friendships. It's starting to affect your relationship. Maybe it's showing up in some self-sabotage. Maybe you're drinking a lot and you're freaking out when you're drunk on your partner. Maybe you are overeating. Maybe you're binge eating like crazy because you are just numbing out and suppressing things that you don't want to talk about or share. Maybe you're getting around your family and you are lashing out because you feel like you can't speak your truth and you don't. Or maybe again, you're drinking a lot around your family because you feel like you can't speak your truth. Maybe you're getting quiet. Maybe you're not saying a word. You're just not showing up you and you can't take it for another day. You can't take it for another second because you have a little bit of experience with being yourself. This is for the person who's created some space where she or he has been able to go to an event and see glimpses of herself, has been able to feel glimpses of her future self, what that would be like and what that would look like. Maybe you've even done some things where you're like, yes, this is me. I'm showing up in my business. I'm showing up at these places as me. But there are still some places where you are super inauthentic to you. Doesn't even matter to anyone else. At the end of the day, if you're betraying yourself, it's the ultimate betrayal. If you're showing up in your truth everywhere and that means offending people, it doesn't matter because if it's in your truth and it's from love, none of that matters. That is your truth and that's how you need to show up and everything will end up aligning. After shit hits the fan, it all falls down into place when you are living in your authentic truth. And that's where we want to get to. So for you, we're going to treat this like it is our last NFL season. Literally, I don't care if you don't like football. I don't care if you like don't even know anything about a football game. You can get the analogy that you have to treat this like a quarterback going out on your very last season of the NFL. You need to throw some serious Hail Marys, which is that play that every single coach freaks out about and hates because it's risky. It's either all in and it wins the game or it loses for everybody. But at the end of the day, if you don't throw Hail Marys, you have no idea if you will win or not. And from every single throw that you throw like that, you learn something. You learn something and you get better and you realize that there is a whole lot of reward in the risk, right? If that lands, that reward is so big that it changes everything. That it changes everything for you. It changes for everyone around you. You have to treat this year like this is your last year to get this message out. That is the urgency. It doesn't mean it is the last year. It means that is the urgency in which you need to live your life right now. Because if you have not broken through the atmosphere yet with this goal or this dream or this thing or this business that needs to come out, and honestly, this may not even be the it thing that needs to happen. Like you might think this is the big dream or the peak or that everything's resting on this, but I gotta be honest with you, all of my big things have only led to bigger things. And I've realized they're just tiny freaking pieces of the puzzle. So take the pressure off, you guys. Throw some Hail Marys and treat this like your breakthrough freaking year. Get on the rocket ship and go. You need to put in work. You are changing your identity. You are breaking a pattern of quitting. You are breaking a pattern of stopping when fear tries to stop you. You have to go so hard and you have to show up so big and so much that you tire yourself out, that you are tired of being uncomfortable. Every year that has been a breakthrough year for me and gotten a piece of me out into the world that I knew was meant to exist, and I unlocked something that I knew was in there and I started living authentically. It was a year where I was so tired of being uncomfortable every day that I would ask myself if I should keep doing this, if I could keep doing this, and I would have to pray for strength. You should have to pray for external help from God, source, energy, friends, anyone in order to get through. Because to have your breakthrough year where you bust through the atmosphere and you stop betraying yourself, you're going to need some other people. You're going to need to rely on a strength that is not your own. You're going to need to rely on something so much bigger than you. And I will tell you, I'm going to be super straight talk. If you are not doing scary things, you need to work on your faith. It's because you do not believe that you are supported. There is a deep-rooted fear that you will not be loved. There is a deep-rooted fear that you will not be accepted. And when you believe that you are accepted by God or the universe, or when you love yourself and there is an energy that is greater than you that will protect you, you will step into your fear. It's not going to be everything at once, but you will start to do it. And until you do that and show that you have faith, you won't experience the rewards that humans are meant to experience. You won't experience the ultimate feelings that humans are capable of experiencing. I just heard today, had somebody on my podcast, absolutely amazing freaking woman. And I was so moved by what she was saying. She was talking about how we don't get to experience the ultimate or the utmost 100% maximum capacity of each emotion if we don't experience its opposite. So to explain that, we don't really get to experience what excitement, joy, and bliss truly can expand up into if we haven't experienced its exact opposite. So sometimes the darker times, the scarier times, the ultimate fear that you step into, on the other side, what you don't understand is that your capability to hold that is expanding the opposite emotion. So you get to go to an even higher place with your capacity to hold love, to hold bliss, to hold joy, and to hold excitement. It is the acceptance of all emotion, not wanting to stay in one place or thinking you need to stay in one place or that you should feel happy all the time, but to accept this dance between fear, between anxiety, between uncertainty, between bliss, between joy, and not putting all of these emotions on how we should be feeling every moment. You want a big life? You're going to feel some big ass fear. And I know that you're ready for that. If you have listened to my quickies, it is literally attracting the people who are capable of doing more, who are capable of holding a big life, who are here to shift the planet. If you are listening to this, it's because you know there is something in your soul that is capable of doing something really big and really important. And it starts with you. It starts with your inner circle. It starts with your family. It starts with proving to the people around you that they can show up as their authentic self and accept themselves and expand even more into love and dance even more in fear, and that it's all okay. And that at the end of the day, even if they throw a Hail Mary that does not land and loses everything for the team, they are still loved and accepted. I think of this a lot because I think of those athletes as I watch football with my husband who do something huge and risky, and they take the brunt of that responsibility in that moment to risk it all to try to win. And what happens is sometimes people's careers and lives and emotional, mental state are completely shattered, not because they lost the game for everyone, but because they get stuck in the belief that they lost the game for everyone and they are a failure. Looking at that, I think they are the bravest person on the planet. I think people who start huge companies and have all of that weight on their shoulders and investors' money and have all of those employees, to me, even if that business fails, as long as their intentions were love and they were ethical, I think they are the bravest, most powerful, most beautiful human beings on the planet. It just depends on what you focus on. People who have lost everything, athletes who have lost everything, if they focus on what they were willing to do and the fear they were willing to hold and face, that can propel them into such bigger arenas in their life, into such better places of contentment, fulfillment, and happiness. If you can just realize that you have to step into that dream in order to just stop betraying yourself and to actually experience why your creator created you. May not be the thing that you're even about to step into, but you have to have the belief that you have to go big, you have to go all in, and you have to fully accept yourself. And sometimes I think these big dreams are to just learn that you have to fully accept yourself with or without people accepting you. You might want to write a book. And if your outcome is people have to love it, it has to sell X amount of copies, and that doesn't happen for you, then your job was clearly that you need to love and accept yourself, even in the face of adversity and doing these big things. What does that look like for you? What if, no matter what the outcome was in 2020, you learned that you love who you are and you're so proud of who you are for going out and doing that thing? Knowing that when your head hits the pillow, that fail or not, it is not a failure. It is a massive win, and you could not be more proud of yourself because you learned to let go of opinions. You learned how to let go in the face of failure or winning. Because let me tell you, if you're going big, you will fail, but you will also win big. What would it look like for you if you could just accept that? So in 2020, I want you to treat this like this is your last year to play. This is your breakthrough year. This is how you're going out, because you need to get enough energy. You need to get enough courage, and you need to get enough strength to do something big and different this year. And I know that you will. So you guys, I'm so, so proud of you. And majority of you just need to just do the thing and set the date. And lots of you also need to tap into your like-minded tribe. So whatever you do this year, you guys, I want to just put this out there because I'm going to do something fun on this podcast. So for those of you who want a like-minded tribe, want to set up a tribe from my book, like I have, you can share this podcast and I'm going to send you. So this week I'm going to be sending not everyone, but I'm going to be choosing a few people who share this and tell me about their breakthrough year. I'm going to be sending you 4 books. So I will personally send you 4 A Tribe Called Bliss books. I will sign them and you can start your tribe. You can hand those out to 3 other people to start 2020 off with a like-minded tribe. So you guys tag this or upload this into your Instagram stories and let me know what that thing is that you want to do this year. Just exclaim it, like announce it to the world. What is that breakthrough thing that you want to do this year? Tag me and I will be choosing a few of you to send 4 books to each so that you can start your like-minded tribe. And I will let you know in your Instagram messages. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for continuing to listen to this podcast. You are just, it literally just feels like a beautiful lifeline that I get to come and talk to you and know that we are so much in the same place and we're humans sharing this human experience. And let me tell you, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's horrendous, but at the end of the day, sharing it is what really keeps us happy, fulfilled, grounded, makes us feel like we are connected and much safer than if we weren't sharing it, right? Keeps us truly connected in so many ways, not only to each other, but to just something greater in the world, giving us so much purpose. So you guys, make sure you tag me so that I can see you, so that I can send you those 4 books. And I just want to tell you, happy, happy, happy new year. I love you and thank you. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.